Lure blue. Pigeons furl the silk of their oil-slick wings and doze on the limed shoulders of forgotten generals, while the last commuters descend to the subways, where they'll sway above their papers, reflections streaming through the rapid dark. Christened blue by the French, this is the hour when evening raises its azure wand and the light smolders. Cool center of a candle flame, the five ring on an archer's target, a few stars, the silvery nibs of arrows just breaking through. Slender boys in waiters' tuxes snap starched linens over tables for two, as cabbies scour back seats clean of the day's real detritus. And one by one, all over the city, vapor lamps spread their sodium veils like some fast-traveling rumor, gild the drowsing streets, graffitied buildings, until even the harbor, the river freighted with sludge, even the smokestacks percolating a foul snow of ash and grit over the Jersey Palisades, have gone soft focus, the whole town a Chamber of Commerce photo or Mooney perfume ad. Prelude to the strict black of night, this is the moment we may imagine the hiss of nylon, the garter a woman slides high on her leg for a man dressing, even now, in his best suit. When we find ourselves humming Gershwin tunes, thinking romance, possibility, of glamour we know better than by day, which is why the woman lingers, her heart beating like a bird's does, too quickly, why the man hesitates beneath her window, his face chiaroscuro in blue shadow, a square of light.